Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, when it's Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you know it just has to be delicious. It's the best eating beef you've ever tasted. Because Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Kroger Tender Ray beef is luscious red, rich in savory juices, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And remember, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So go to your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get the finest beef value in town. Get always fresh, always tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. It's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Johnny Keith yesterday announced by cablegram that he is flying home from South Africa by Atlantic Clipper and will be in America this Friday. It's now early morning of the following day, and Penny has just finished dressing when there's a knock on her bedroom door. Penny says,
come in. You mind company this early in the morning, Penny?
No, Helen, come in. It really isn't very early anyway. I slept much later than I intended to.
Oh, me, I'd sleep all day if I could, all day and all night, the way I've been feeling lately.
Aren't you feeling well?
Well, nothing wrong with the body, I guess. It's up here in the head. I'm not used to working with books or working with anything that took brains as far as that goes.
Oh, I think you have a pretty good head on you.
Yeah, I guess the head's all right to look at. But I never got around to having it filled.
Oh, Helen, I believe you're a lot smarter than you pretend to be.
Oh, I don't pretend to be smart at all. I didn't like school when I was a kid, and now I ain't got the learning to like nothing.
Hey, I hear
your old boyfriend's coming home.
No, not going home, Helen. He lives in Cape Town now.
Cape Town?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard somebody say he's in South Africa.
Cape Town's a city in South Africa.
Oh. Well, you see what I mean when I say I ain't got no brains?
Oh, you can't know everything.
No, but that don't mean you can go around knowing nothing.
Well, if you know what you need to know, that's the important thing. Oh, how about going down and getting some breakfast before Sarah tells us we're too late?
Well, I'd like to talk to you, Mad Penny, if you ain't in too much of a hurry.
Talk to me about what?
You got time right now?
Well, yes. Helen, you seem terribly upset about something.
Well, I've got feelings, Penny, even if I ain't got brains.
Look, come on over here and let's sit in the window seat together.
Oh, I can stand.
No, come on, I want you over here and we can sit down.
Well,
right here in the window.
All right. Hey, that's an okay view of things from this window, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. On a clear day, you can see for miles and miles and miles.
Nice day today.
Yeah, but a little bit hazy. When it's clear, you can see the road to heaven from here, and the railroad tunnel through the mountains, and the inn on the other side of Ivy Peak. Oh, the mountains will be pretty soon. All soft and green instead of hard and brown. And later when the laurels are in bloom, the mountains will be a multitude of colors, especially at sunset.
I saw plenty from my bedroom of my window, Penny. Ash cans piled so high with rubbish it was spilling over. Laundry strung out on sagging ropes across the alley. Yeah, that was colorful too. But I never saw no sunset.
You'll see sunsets here, Helen. Beautiful sunsets. And some of them, well, you just never forget some of them.
I've heard they're great. I'll take a look at one someday and see what all the shouting's about.
Then you'll shout about it, too. But you didn't come in here to talk about sunsets, did you?
Well, no. No, not exactly.
What do you want to talk about?
I'd like to know the truth about something, Penny.
About what?
Why Nora and Freddie invited me to come to Rossville and stay with them for a while.
Helen, the answer to that is very simple. They wanted you.
Oh, no. Nobody ever wanted me nowhere. Least of all them two. Why should they want me around? Look what I've done to Freddie last time I was here. Or, boy, I tried to.
I think you should realize that you've been forgiven for that.
A dame don't get forgiven for that kind of stuff. I blackmailed Freddie. I made him give me money. Then I tried to get to Nora and do I don't know what. I was getting so mad I didn't know what I was doing. Oh, I know I was off my nut when I tried to shoot Freddie. I should have went to jail for all of it.
Helen, there's no question about that, but the fact is that Freddie and Nora didn't want you to go to jail. That should give you some idea of what they think of you.
Oh, I know what Freddie thinks of me. But he's just a nice guy who doesn't want nobody hurt. But Nora, I can't mean nothing to Hubbard Trouble. That's all she got from me since she first heard my name.
Helen, Nora is an extremely understanding person. She forgave you for what you did long before, Freddie.
Well, I don't get it. If Nora done to me what I try to do to her, I'd want to tear her apart, and I'd do it, too.
Well, that's exactly where you'd be wrong, Helen. The reason Nora and Freddie invited you here is to give you what you wanted when you came here several months ago. A chance, a job, a home, and the knowledge that you have friends. Helen, if you appreciate what they've done for you, you'll take the opportunity they've given you and make the most of it.
Well, I still don't catch. But will you believe something, Penny? I want to be okay. I want to do the right thing. I want to make up for what I've done, and I want to be like you and Nora. Not like the kind of dame I am now. Would you believe any of that, Penny?
I believe all of that, Helen.
You think I can change? You think I can learn anything, or am I too late?
Helen, it's never too late to learn. You're smart and you have eyes. Just watch what goes on around you. You'll learn by it. You'll find out that being kind gets you a lot further than being spiteful. And you'll find out that you get a great deal more satisfaction out of what you work for than what you just take without earning.
I hope I can stick around long enough to learn all that. Oh, I hope I don't do nothing to spoil everything. Yeah, but I ain't got much hope for that.
Oh, don't you worry about it. You'll do...
Hey, Kinsey, where are you?
Freddie, I'm in my bedroom.
Oh. Is it okay if I come up?
Yes, of course.
Hi, Kinsey.
Hello.
I met a man from the airport down at the drugstore a minute ago. I went down there earlier to get some stuff for Dad, and I thought... Oh, hi, Helen.
Hello, Freddie.
Well, anyway, Gibbsy, this guy from the airport said he'd try to find out when that plane that Johnny's taking left South Africa, and he just called up.
Well?
Well, it's an Atlantic clipper named the Seagull. Took off from Cape Town early this morning.
Yeah?
That's the flying boat that Johnny's on, isn't it?
Yes, that's it.
Well, then the old boy's on his way. Everything's okay. He's flying home to Penny.
He's not flying home to Penny, just to Rossville for a vacation. Anyway, thanks for finding out for me.
Well, I thought you'd like to know about it. I guess the guy's way out over the water by now. Some trip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, Helen, you better grab some food in a hurry. We've got to go back to work.
Oh, I'll be ready to go in a few minutes.
Okay. Gibbsy?
Mm-hmm?
What are you staring out the window at?
Oh, I'm just thinking, Freddie. I'm just thinking how nice it's going to be to see Johnny again.
Hmm?
And I'm wondering why I think it's going to be so nice to see you.
Right figures, right column.
Yeah, Freddie, right figures, right column. But you better look and see.
No, if you say they're right, they're right. It's getting late. 7:30.
Hey, it's plenty dark out, ain't it? I had my face in these books so much I didn't notice.
Yeah. Hey, hungry?
I could eat a horse.
Oh, not one of ours. We need the ones we've got.
Oh, don't worry. I'd rather have some of Sarah's cooking anyway. Want to go home?
Yeah, I guess so. Better close that book and put it away for the night, huh?
Oh, with pleasure.
Hey, you know, Helen, it's getting kind of late. Sarah won't like it if we come home and she has to feed us something now. What do you say we eat at that joint up the highway again, huh?
I don't think we better, Freddie. Your wife won't like it.
Oh, Nora won't care at all. I'll call her up and tell her that we're going to be late.
Well, what'll you say to her? We're working late?
Well, I could,
oh,
but
don't
I...
don't do it, Freddie. Tell her where we're going. To the roadhouse. And tell her why. Because it's too late to bother Sarah with the cooking.
Okay, that's fair enough. Come on, get on your hat and coat now. We'll drive down to the general store and I'll phone Nora from there. Then we'll put on a good feed at the roadhouse. Huh?
Nora, what are you looking at? Oh, the clock. Is that the right time, Penny? Almost 8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Freddie and Helen are working late again tonight, aren't they?
Crickets, I guess so. Oh, there's the phone.
Maybe it's Freddie.
I certainly hope so.
What you need, Nora, is a telephone at the farm so you won't worry about Freddie when he's late.
Well, we hope to get one out there pretty soon, Penny. Hello?
Oh, hi, Nora. This is Freddie.
Oh, hello, Freddie. Where are you?
I'm at the store near the farm. Say, I'm going to be a little late getting home.
Well, you're already a little late, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I am. I wasn't watching the clock, though, Nora, and the time went by faster than I thought. Look, Helen and I are going... Well,
Yes, Freddie?
Well, Nora, there's still a little more work to do here. Maybe a couple hours worth. Is it okay?
Well, Freddie, if there's work to do, there's work to do. I certainly won't object.
Well, I knew you wouldn't. We'll be home around 10 or 10:30. Bye now.
Bye.
Nora, is everything all right?
Yes, Penny. Freddie and Helen have to work a little late again tonight. Crickets, I don't know why he acts so funny about it, though. Do you hear Freddie? You think he was doing something wrong?
Freddie, we shouldn't have given up.
We should have gone straight home from the roadhouse.
Well, why, Helen? Gosh, it's still early. Swell night, too. Swell moon and everything. I thought you'd like to see what the farm looks like from the top of a hill.
Well, I've seen it for the last half hour. Now, let's get going, huh?
Well, sure, if you want to, but I thought...
Well, you know, I don't want to, but...
Well, what's the rush, then? Still early.
Must be almost 11.
Never used to be late to us.
You never used to have a wife. A swell wife, too.
Swellest wife in the world.
Then let's not worry her, Freddie. Let's go home. She'll know we ain't been out eating this long.
Well, I didn't tell her we were going to eat, Helen. I said we had some more work to do.
Oh, Freddie, why did you do that?
Oh, I don't know. I wanted to tell her the truth. Elijah slipped out, I guess. I was afraid maybe she'd get the wrong idea.
Well, she will get the wrong idea if we don't get home and soon.
Okay, then we'll start back now. But first, here's something for you. Because you're a swell girl.
Oh, no, Freddie, don't. Don't.
Freddie, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, I know. Glad I did, though.
What makes it worse? I'm glad you did, too.
I'm sorry, Helen. I hate myself for that, but I couldn't help it. I just couldn't help it.
So Nora's suspicions about Freddie and Helen Burroughs are true. Is this the beginning of a romance between Freddie and Helen that will destroy Nora's home? And with Johnny Keith on his way home, what lies ahead for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Friends, you'll say, too, delicious, when you taste the wonderful freshness, the wonderful tenderness of Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, not only does Kroger offer you the best eating beef you've ever tasted, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. Yes, through Kroger's special way of cutting beef, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. You see, Kroger's special way of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. And the meat is Kroger cut before your purchase is weighed and priced. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Ladies, visit your Kroger store soon to get Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. An exclusive Kroger value. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is available only at your Kroger store. And there at Kroger's is where you get more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste.